This is Audible.
Welcome to Greater Than a Tourist, Williamsburg to Virginia Beach, USA. 50 Travel Tips from a Local by Laura Gray. Published by Check Publishing and narrated by yours truly, Brian Netto. Chapter 1, Colonial Williamsburg. Enjoy a day walking around Colonial Williamsburg. Learn about what life was like back in the colonial days. Take advantage of the guided tours, exhibits at the art museums of Colonial Williamsburg, hands-on activities, and 18th century games for both children and adults. Learn how some of the oldest houses have been restored. Stop by the barber shop and find out his story, or pop into the theater for a performance. These are just a few of the many activities that might be included in your admission ticket. Some of the houses, areas are included in your admission ticket, while others you must buy an additional ticket to participate in, like firing a musket, axe throwing, and wagon or carriage rides, to name a few. Enter the open buildings and listen to the reenactor tell their story. The park closes early due to the lack of electricity during colonial times, but they do have several after-hours shows that you can purchase and enjoy. As you plan your days, check out their calendar so you can get the most out of your historical day. All programs do not run every day, so if you have flexibility in your schedule, pick the day that has the most things going on that you would like to see or participate in. On the website's calendar page, it gives a list of all the activities and events for the day, and whether it is included in your admission ticket or included in the ticket but also need reservations, or if it requires a separate ticket. It also gives you the location where it is taking place, so you can map out your path and not be running up and down the street. Don't forget to have your picture taken in the stocks. Yes, put your hands and head in the stocks and have someone snap away. Colonial Williamsburg also has a mobile app if you would like to download it. If you are going to multiple parks in the Williamsburg area, check out the Summer Bounce Ticket, Williamsburg Flex Ticket, or the America's Historic Triangle Ticket to save money. Chapter 2, Busch Gardens, Williamsburg. Do you like roller coasters? Busch Gardens has 6 for you to choose from. The best time to go is Monday through Thursday when the park isn't as busy. Saturday is the busiest day for the park. Check their website for the summer fireworks schedule. The best spot to see them is the bridge in Italy or in the Ireland parking lot. If you choose the parking lot, you beat the existing rush. Are you visiting in the fall? Check out Howl-O Scream that runs most weekends in September and October. There are scare zones, haunted houses, mazes, and Halloween-related shows. Visiting in November or December? Christmastown is the place to be with all the lights and Christmas-themed shows. You can even enjoy some peppermint fudge, hot chocolate, and s'mores. Some of the rides are even open during Christmastown. Busch Gardens does have several behind-the-scenes tours that you can purchase along with quick queue tickets that allows you to cut to the front of the line. Most weekdays, the quick queue ticket, I believe, would be a waste of money since the line should be relatively short. They also have prepaid meal deals. Just depending upon how much you like to eat at the park, this could be something you are interested in. You pay a set price, and you can eat an entree, a side, or dessert every 90 minutes. You may also go home 50 pounds heavier. Do you want to go behind the scenes and see how something really works at the park? Then you need to check out the Roller Coaster Insider Tour or maybe one of the animal tours. Do you thrive on getting out of escape rooms? Busch Gardens has 2 that you can try your skills at. If you buy a souvenir cup here, it is also good when you go to Water Country USA and for years to come. Check Groupon.com. They sometimes have discounted tickets along with the different Williamsburg area bounce ticket packages that include more than just Busch Gardens. Think about what you absolutely have to take into the park. Will it fit into a fanny pack or a zippered pocket? Most of the rides do not allow for a backpack or a large purse, so unless you have a non-rider with you that will be holding everything you may need to purchase a locker. If a locker is a must, make sure you purchase one that can be transferred around the park for the day. This way you can take your belongings with you as you explore and lock them up when you're getting on a ride or moving from country to country. Chapter 3, Water Country USA, Williamsburg. Slide your day away with the wide range of water slides, pools, and shows. You can easily spend the entire day at this park. When choosing a locker for your belongings, try to choose the lockers near the entrance to the jet stream, since it is sort of near the middle of the park. They have several areas for children of various ages, 1 to 99. Since your car will be parked relatively close to the entrance, think about bringing a picnic lunch that you can eat outside the gates. If you buy a souvenir cup here, it is also good when you go to Busch Gardens and for years to come. If you get there when the park opens, I would suggest quickly getting a locker and then heading to the back of the park. Start from the back and work forwards. Many of the people will stay right at the entrance and enjoy the rides there. This means that the lines will be shorter at the back, at the vantage point, and Aquazoid. The young kids have their own areas called Critter Corral and a Cowabunga. The pool at Rock and Roll Island is also nice for the little ones. Take a break and enjoy the diving show at the dive pool near the wave pool, Rock and Roll Island's lazy rambling river, the wave pool at Surfers Bay, or Hubba Bubba Highway as you relax along the lazy river. If it isn't too crowded, put your feet in a Second Life jacket and float along. You can purchase cashless wristbands for your family and not have to worry about your wallet or wet money. Check out Groupon.com or the website for discounted and combination tickets. Chapter 4, Williamsburg Premium Outlets. Here is the shopper's dream. The outlets have over 120 stores with lots of parking. However, get there early because the lots do fill up fast. Chapter 5, Yankee Candle, Williamsburg. Spend an hour or two, even three, sniffing the 200 different fragrances housed in the 200,000 candles of all shapes and sizes. The kids can even visit Santa no matter what month it is. So before they visit Santa, they may want to go in the Christmas year-round store or the toy shop so they can know what to ask for. Visit Waxworks, and you can make your own jar candle or a mold from your hand. What is your mold going to look like? I love you, thumbs up, a sign language letter? Grab a critter and dip him in hot wax. What will he look like when you are finished? After all this shopping, you may need to stop and get some gourmet popcorn, homemade fudge, or some Hershey's ice cream. Chapter 6, Historic Jamestown. Have a chance to see an active dig site. Explore an area on your own or with a ranger, archaeologist, or educator who will bring the history alive for you. There is a weekly schedule so you can plan for tour times and special presentations. The walking tour has 17 stops that you can visit. Chapter 7, American Revolution Museum, Yorktown. Enjoy the artillery demonstrations, recreation of an army encampment, and indoor galleries. Discount tickets can be purchased online, along with package tickets that include various combinations of parks. Check out the tab that says Web Specials. Chapter 8, Williamsburg Winery. The winery is more than just tasting. Stay the night at the Wedmore Place. Dine at either the Gabriel Archer Tavern or Cafe Provencal. The tasting room is open daily. Their first wine was released in 1988. Explore the 40 acres of vineyards. Choose between various tours that meet your desires. Chapter 9, Ripley's Believe It or Not, Williamsburg. The kids will love exploring the exhibits in Ripley's. This is a good rainy day spot or an afternoon which is extra hot and humid that you are looking for some air conditioning. Even though the building looks relatively small from the outside, there is a lot packed into the place, and you will spend several hours wandering around looking at and reading the displays. Kids always like to stand beside the tallest man and see the calf with two heads. They also have a movie theater and a laser room to go in. Check the local visitor coupon books for discount coupons. Chapter 10, Go-Karting. In Williamsburg, you can race around go-karts plus track. Not only do they have several go-kart tracks, but they also have bumper cars, bumper boats, and several carnival-type rides and arcade. All the rides take a various number of tickets. You can buy your tickets in different increments, or you can buy an all-you-can-ride wristband. However, if you are in Virginia Beach, check out the 11 different tracks at Motor World. There is one track that you must be at least 16 to drive on. You can buy a one-ride ticket or a bracelet that will be good for riding the go-karts the entire day. There is a miniature golf course amongst the racetracks along with Ocean Breeze Water Park. If you want to try an indoor track, check out Indoor Karting in Virginia Beach. Check out the local tourist coupon books for discounts. Chapter 11. Go Ape, Zip Line and Treetop Adventures, Freedom Park, Williamsburg. This is a great adventure that will take several hours and burn quite a few calories as you work your way through the rope courses. There is the regular course for kids 10 and older. They also have the junior course for all ages. Challenge yourself to ride the zip lines, cross the various ropes courses, climb the ladders, cross the bridges, swing the swings, and fly into the cargo nets, all while harnessed safely to cables. I guarantee you will be tired as you take that last zip line back to your car, and you'll enjoy a good soak in the hotel's hot tub at the end of the day. You take the course at your own pace. There is no one to rush you from one point to the other. The safety workers are on the ground at different locations watching you. One adult cannot be responsible for more than two children due to safety reasons. As you begin, you will go through a practice safety course so you feel comfortable before you go out on your own. There is a nice picnic area within the park for a picnic lunch or dinner after the obstacle course workout. Chapter 12. Great Wolf Lodge, Williamsburg. The kids will enjoy the water park in any season. You don't even have to worry about the high heat and humidity of a Virginia summer when you are at the indoor water park. Check out their various activities that you can participate in after slip sliding away in the water park. Chapter 13. Yorktown Ghost Walks. The tours are led by the authors of Ghosts of Yorktown. You will walk the streets of Yorktown listening to various tales. Tours are led twice every Friday and Saturday evening. Chapter 14. Visit the College of William and Mary Campus, Williamsburg. Enjoy walking the campus, taking in a football game, or taking a tour led by a William and Mary student. Walk through the arches of Wren Portico, stop at the Crimdell Bridge, and discover its history. Go to the college bookstore and pick up your College of William and Mary sweatshirt. Chapter 15. Aleworks Brewing Company, Williamsburg. Do you like to sample new beers? Join Aleworks for their weekday guided tastings, or join them on the weekends for the brewery tour, which also includes the tastings. How could you go wrong? Chapter 16. Kingsmill Golf Club and Resort, Williamsburg. Do you need a spa day? Is someone ready to hit the links? If you time it just right and you are visiting in May, you might even be able to watch the ladies PGA come and play. Chapter 17. Barbecue Time. If you are north of Williamsburg, check out Pierce's Pit Barbecue. People have been driving for miles just to visit Pierce's since 1961. However, if you are south of Williamsburg, visit County Grill and Smokehouse either in Yorktown or Hampton. Their barbecue has a wonderful smoke taste, and you have six different sauces to experiment with and test out. Chapter 18. George White House, Williamsburg. Visit a house where George Washington walked the floors. Thomas Jefferson studied law, and a signer of the Declaration of Independence lived. Take a very detailed guided tour of this house and learn how the wealthy lived during the colonial times. Chapter 19. Jamestown Scotland Ferry. Do you have an hour or two free and looking for something different to do that is cheap? Take a road trip on the ferry. You know the kids will love having you drive the car onto a boat. The Car Ferry's dock at 2110 Jamestown Road in Williamsburg and 16289 Rolfe Highway in Surrey. The ferry ride is free and no reservations are needed. The ferry takes about 15 to 20 minutes to cross the James River. Chapter 20, Yorktown Battlefield. Take advantage of the visitor center. It has a variety of displays and information. They do have demonstrations and rager programs, including a guided tour of the battlefield throughout the day. Check out their website or stop in at the visitor center and see when the programs are scheduled for. Enjoy the 16-minute movie about the siege at Yorktown. They have a great program about loading the cannon and preparing it to shoot. Purchase the driving CD and take one or both of the driving tours. The CD will tell you about the area as you make the various stops throughout the battlefields. Stop in and visit the Moore House, where Cornwallis surrendered, or the Nelson House. This house still has a cannonball in the wall near the upper window. Visit the houses to learn more about what happened there during the siege at Yorktown. The kids can even dress up in soldiers' clothing. Chapter 21, Merchant Square, Williamsburg. Enjoy the 40 shops and restaurants by Colonial Williamsburg. You'll feel like you're shopping in the 1700s. In the summer, enjoy free concerts on Wednesdays from 6 to 9 on the lawn of the Art Museums of Colonial Williamsburg. Check out their calendar for all the events taking place. Chapter 22, Jamestown Settlement. This is a living history museum about the first permanent English colony. Check out their website and find the best ticket deal for you. They have single-day tickets along with three other ticket packages that include tickets for other nearby locations for discounted prices. While you are there, stop and listen and learn from the various interpreters and take the 90-minute guided tour of the living history areas. Hungry? Stop in and eat lunch at the Jamestown Settlement Cafe. Chapter 23, Lee Hall Mansion and Enview Plantation, Newport News. Enview Plantation holds an annual two-day reenactment in September. Come and visit the soldiers' camps and learn about what life was like for the soldiers. You can also tour both the Enview Plantation House and the Lee Hall Mansion. At Lee Hall Mansion, there is a self-guided walking tour of the grounds. Chapter 24, U.S. Army Transportation Museum, Fort Eustis. Check out how the Army vehicles have changed over the years. The museum is closed on Sundays and Mondays. If you do not have military ID, it's okay. Just drive through the visitor tent and show your ID, car registration, and proof of insurance. There is a large museum that has vehicles from the colonial times through present day. It is well organized, and you will travel through time looking at the displays. They also have railroad and vehicle yards for you to walk through and see the larger trains, trucks, jeeps, and helicopters. Chapter 25, Virginia Living Museum, Newport News. This is a great place to spend half a day or more exploring. There are indoor and outdoor exhibits to check out. The Virginia Living Museum has a wonderful array of docent programs throughout the day. Check the schedule online to see which programs you are most interested in, since all the programs are not every day. Do you want to watch the beaver, fish, alligator, or turtles being fed? Get your hands in the touch tank or watch one of the several movies they have going on in the theater throughout the day. Pack a lunch and eat outside the museum and return in the afternoon for more fun and exploration. Chapter 26, Mariners Museum and Park, Newport News. There are 11 different exhibit areas in the museum. Check out the historic artifacts from the USS Monitor. You can even view the actual turret as it is being cleaned and preserved. Enjoy a 5-mile walk, stroll, or run on the Noland Trail. Before you go, look at their events calendar. They have docent lead activities throughout the day, and some evenings they have great concerts in the park. Chapter 27, Virginia War Museum, Newport News. Do you have someone in your group or family that is a history buff? This small museum is packed with everything war-related, from weapons, vehicles, uniforms, artifacts, and posters from 1775 to the present day. They have exhibits about women and African Americans in the military, along with a display about propaganda posters. Chapter 28, Seafood. Are you hungry for seafood? The Whaling Company in Williamsburg is your spot for a sit-down restaurant. Are you hungry? Stop by Captain George's Seafood Restaurant in Williamsburg or Virginia Beach and check out their buffet. Are you in Hampton for the day? Then you may want to check out Surf Rider. Enjoy watching boats come in and out of the marina area? This restaurant is a little bit hard to find, so follow your GPS and keep driving until you find the marina. You will have to drive through a residential area to get to the marina, so you will feel like you are not going in the right direction, but be patient. Chapter 29, Fort Wool, Hampton. Take a short boat ride on the Miss Hampton 2 out of Hampton's marina to a little island not many people go to. Walk around this small island fort with the docent and learn about its Civil War history and why it was only used for a very short time. This island is not accessible by car. If you have your own boat, you can dock during certain hours. This fort is right beside the westbound Hampton Roads Bridge tunnel that connects Norfolk to Hampton. Chapter 30, Fort Monroe's Walking Tour and the Casemate Museum on Fort Monroe, Hampton. Have you ever been inside a fort? Check out the Casemate Museum and learn the history of this fort during the Civil War. It is nice and cool inside on a hot summer day, since the whole museum is within the thick walls of the fort. This national monument is free. Check out their website for hours throughout the year. On some weekends, they even have Civil War encampments going on within the fort. When this happens, you can stop at the different campsite and listen to the soldiers' stories, see their equipment, and ask questions. They are very informative, and they make history come alive for both children and adults. This is a nice little walking tour inside and outside the fort. You can see the buildings where Robert E. Lee lived and where Jefferson Davis was held, along with the Old Point Lighthouse. They also have reenactment days that are fun and very educational for all. Chapter 31, Smithfield, Virginia. If you take the Jamestown Ferry excursion, Smithfield is only 30 minutes down the road. Smithfield, Virginia is home to the Smithfield Ham and Pork, so you know there will be some good eating going on this day. Smithfield has a wonderful old-time feel, Main Street that is full of shops, art galleries, and restaurants. Spend the day walking the town on your own, or stop by the visitor center to pick up a map of one of the self-guided walking tours. The genuine Smithfield walking tour features over 50 buildings. If you give them at least a three-week notice, you could have a guided tour. The genuine Smithfield iPod tour is also free to download, and you can learn the story of the country's history. Stop in at the Smithfield Inn and have some of their melt-in-your-mouth sweet potato ham biscuits. Stop by Darden's Country Store and tour their smokehouse and farm. On Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to noon, between Memorial Day and Labor Day, you can enjoy moseying through the Smithfield Farmers Market. Do you want a ham to take home with you? Stop at the Taste of Smithfield Shop. This is Smithfield Ham's flagship ham shop. Don't leave town before you have lunch or dinner at the Smithfield Station, where you can once again have some tasty ham as you watch the sunset over the Pagan River. Chapter 32, Ocean View Pier, Norfolk. Are you looking for fresh fish for supper? Fish off the Ocean View Pier. No equipment? That is okay. They will rent it to you, and you can buy bait right there. There is also an ice vending machine in the parking lot, so you can fill your cooler up with ice and take your fish home for dinner. Want more of an adventure? Take one of their four-hour-long fishing trips out of the Judith Ann into the bay and try your hand at fishing. They even have three different week-long summer little fishermen's camps for kids. The pier is usually open 24 hours a day, weather permitting, but it does close during the winter. Half your group wants to fish and half want to enjoy the sand and waves? Well, here's your perfect solution. Sarah Constance Beach is at the end of the pier. Park in either of the parking lots and everyone can enjoy their day. The kids may see big four-story tall blue water slides sitting on the beach. Tickets can be purchased per ride or get a wristband good for all day long. No chairs? The water slide rents those and umbrellas also. Are you hungry? Enjoy dinner and a beautiful sunset at the restaurant, which sits on the pier. Chapter 33. Norfolk Naval Base Bus Tours, Norfolk. Norfolk, Virginia is home to the world's largest naval station. As you travel across the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel, you will see the massive aircraft carriers sitting in port. Take a 45-minute tour around the base and learn a little more about the history of the Naval Station Norfolk. Tours leave almost daily from the Information and Tour Center at 9079 Hampton Boulevard, next to Gate 5. Chapter 34. Nauticus, the Battleship Wisconsin, and Victory Rover Cruise, Norfolk. Be ready to spend a whole day exploring the exhibits at Nauticus and touring the Battleship Wisconsin. They have a variety of different tour options. As you get your ticket, ask about the docent programs and movies throughout the day. You won't want to miss touching the sharks in the shark tank or the ROV workshop, where you can build your own underwater remotely operated vehicle and then test it out in the water tank. You can take the self-guided tour around the Battleship Wisconsin, or you can take the guided tour throughout more of the ship. Don't miss going through the Hampton Roads Naval Museum. It is on the second floor of Nauticus, and you go through a corner of it as you walk out to the battleship. This museum has a wonderful collection of information and exhibits that shed a light on the local naval history. The volunteers that work the museum are very knowledgeable and love to tell stories. Many of them will talk as long as you stand there and listen or ask questions. This part of Nauticus is free and could be done on a different day if you run out of time. Take a trip along the Elizabeth River. You get to see the naval base piers and the busy cargo ports. Be wary of the combo tickets for both the Victory and Rover and Nauticus. Unless you take the 5:30 boat tour, you are missing a lot of time that you paid to explore the Nauticus. Chapter 35. Golf Courses. There are a variety of courses in the area if you are wanting to hit the links. Are you looking for a high-quality course? Check out King's Mill or Golden Horseshoe in Williamsburg. You don't want to spend an arm and a leg? Well, check out the quality courses at Deer Run Newport News or the Hamptons in Hampton. Do you have a military ID? Play at the Pines, which is Fort Eustis Army Post, or Eaglewood, which is Langley Air Force Base. Chapter 36. Virginia Beach Oceanfront and Boardwalk. Enjoy the sunshine along the oceanfront. There are a variety of parking lots you can park in for the day. Chairs and umbrellas can be rented right on the beach. Check out the Beach Street USA website or app and get the summer weekly schedule of boardwalk events that include weekly fireworks, local bands, magic shows, Navy SEAL stories, and much more. Don't miss out on the Family Great Adventure series that happens every Thursday throughout July and August. You get to watch a movie right on the beach and participate in a family fun activity that goes with the movie. This event is free. There are even a variety of playgrounds on the beach. Adult Hillier Ignite Fitness Park, 36th Street on the beach. Test out your strength on the rope climber, traveling rings, balance beams, and various bars. But if you're not into a hard workout, then just be amazed at others' skills as they have fun in the park. For children, Grommet Island Park at 2nd Street, 10th Street, and 31st Street beside the King Neptune statue. Get your cameras out around 31st Street as you walk down the boardwalk. Taking your picture with King Neptune is a must. There are other statues along the boardwalk that also make cute pictures. There are some swimming fish that you can sit on and giant beach balls near 24th Street and the Dairy Queen. Take time out to visit the Virginia Beach Surf and Rescue Museum at 2401 Atlantic Avenue. It is right on the boardwalk. They are open 7 days a week. Are you into ghost stories? The museum also has great ghost walks on Tuesday and Saturday evenings throughout the summer. Reservations are needed. You take a 75 to 90 minute walking tour around Virginia Beach and hear about which buildings and areas are inhabited by ghosts, along with hearing their stories. Enjoy a 3-mile walk along the VB Boardwalk, rent a bike, beach cruiser, three-wheeler or tandem, inline skates, or a Surrey, large or small, from Cherie's Bike and Blade Rental at 15 different boardwalk locations, and pedal along the bike path. You can rent them by the hour, day, or week. Enjoy browsing the shops, grab a snow cone from the boardwalk vendors, ride the Ferris wheel at Atlantic Fun Park, or try your hand at skydiving at iFly. Have you ever tried your hand at parasailing? Reserve your spot on the next boat. What about taking some surfing lessons, fish off the fishing pier, or take a boat ride, Captain Jack's Pirate Ship Adventures, whale watching in the winter, dolphin watching in the summer, deep sea fishing, etc. If you enjoy wildfowl or fowl decoys and artwork, you may want to stop in and visit the Atlantic Wildfowl Heritage Museum between 11th and 12th Street and Atlantic Avenue. You may even be able to meet some of their carvers. Make sure you visit the carver's room and the boathouse. Does your family enjoy a good game of putt-putt miniature golf? There are a few courses in the areas, which are outdoors. Jungle Golf at 302 23rd Street with free parking. Open year-round game room. Pirates Paradise Mini Golf, open from March to November at 2109 Pacific Avenue. Free replays every day from 10 to 6 indoors. King Neptune's Miniature Golf, glow-in-the-dark course with black lights at 213 25th Street. Top Gun Miniature Indoor Golf at 2500 Atlantic Avenue. Take the elevator to the second floor. There are five wonderful monuments along the boardwalk that are there as well, worth a few minutes that it takes to stop and view them. The Naval Aviation Monument at 25th and Atlantic Avenue. History of Naval Aviation 1900s to today. Norwegian Lady Statue, 25th Street on the boardwalk. Great statue and story on plaques about the shipwreck. Come back some evenings in the summer and listen to the storyteller tell her story and the sinking of the Dictator. The program is wonderful and free. The Navy SEAL Monument at 38th Street and the boardwalk. This monument gives you the history of the Navy SEALs along with Honor the Fallen. You'll also have tears in your eyes by the time you are done at this particular monument. King Neptune Statue, 30th Street and the boardwalk. Great for group pictures and memories of your trip to the ocean front. Virginia Beach Law Enforcement Memorial at 35th Street and the boardwalk. Tribute to officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Are you visiting in September? Enjoy the 3-day Neptune Festival where you can watch professionals and amateurs build amazing sand castles, enjoy an air show, and check out the Navy's air fleet. There are a variety of festivals at the oceanfront many weekends throughout the year. Check their schedule to see what you might be able to enjoy. Many of the events are free. Chapter 37, Bluebird Gap Farm, Hampton. Are your kids city kids, and have they never been close to farm animals? Do they love petting zoos or just animal lovers? These are only a few reasons to stop in at the farm. Come visit Bluebird Gap Farm and see their 150 farm and wild animals. As you stroll the farm, take a break at various picnic areas and have a lunch or a snack. They have animal food machines in various locations around the farm so your kids can enjoy feeding some of the animals. Check their calendar of events to see what special things are happening on the farm when you are in town. There is no charge to enjoy walking around or eating a picnic lunch at the farm. Chapter 38, Cape Henry Lighthouse and Old Cape Henry Lighthouse, Virginia Beach. Take a self-guided trop to the top of the Cape Henry Lighthouse. You'll only have to climb 165 steps. They also have dune talks. Take a picnic lunch and eat near the lighthouse at the picnic tables. The lighthouse is on government property, so bring your ID, vehicle registration, rental agreement, and proof of insurance. Chapter 39, Virginia Marine Science Museum, Virginia Beach. This can be an all-day event. bring a lunch and eat outside, then re-enter for a second round of exploring. Check out their daily activity schedule to see when different feedings and movies are going on. They also have a rope course, boat tours, and behind-the-scenes tours. If you don't have time for the museum but are passing through, stop for a few minutes and watch the harbor seals. Their tank is outside the main entrance. Sit and watch them have fun. You might even catch a trainer interacting with them and teaching them tricks. Chapter 40, Paddleboard or Kayak Tours. Get out and have some fun on the water. There are various tour groups in the area that go out from various areas. Kayak in the Chesapeake Bay and look for dolphins with kayak nature tours. Paddleboard on flat water with beach echo tours. Or in Rudy Inlet with Rudy Inlet stand-up paddle. Chapter 41, First Landing, State Park, Virginia Beach. Camping. Set up your tent right along the beach. Let the sound of the waves lull you to sleep. Ranger talks and summer programs. Enjoy the ranger programs throughout the day and evening. Most of the activities are free and open to the public. There is a small fee to enter the park if you are not camping. Swamp Stomp. Walk to the swamp and put their buckets in and find out what is in the water. What's in the nets? Is a favorite for kids. Plan on getting wet as you learn to cast nets into the water and find out what is lurking out there. Creature Feature. This is the program for your animal lover in the family. Come and get a look at one of the animals that live in the park. Learn more about why it is important for the park. Bald Cypress Night Hikes. The Bald Cypress hike is about a mile trek through the forest and the swamp. The night hike will help you use your other senses as you work through various activities without the assistance of a flashlight. Seaside Creations. This is a program for your artist in the family. They get to make a sculpture out of seashells and other seaside materials. Come have fun or just pass through and see what others have created. Wilderness Survival School. This program is great for your family member who dreams of one day being on Survivor or exploring of lands far and near. During this one-hour program, they will make a rope out of materials they find in nature, start a fire without the aid of those handy matches, and practice using a compass so they won't get lost when out exploring. Evening campfire programs. This is the program for the sweet tooth in your family. Come and enjoy stories and activities around the campfire. Finish the evening off with a tasty, gooey s'more. Crabbing. In the evenings, get your crabbing line, net, and chicken neck, and go crabbing along the shoreline. See if you can scoop up dinner for the group or just have fun. But know the rules if you do crab. You can only keep crabs of a particular size, and female crabs can only be kept during certain times of the year. Ask a ranger for clarification about what is legal and what needs to be thrown back in, and participate in one of their crabbing catch and release programs. All you have to do is show up and buy your string and hook. They provide the nets and assist in the catch and release. Enjoy some quiet time on the beach relaxing, building sandcastles, and playing in the Chesapeake Bay. Walk one or more of the 10 trails, which is about 20 miles, or ride your bike on two of the trails. Bikes can be rented at the bay store during the summer months. Rent a canoe or kayak at the boat ramp at the end of 64th Street. Enjoy your time on flat water and rest in the sandy beach between excursions. This boat ramp is away from the camping area. You'll either have to hike a 5-mile hike or drive there since it is about 7 miles by car from the visitor's center. Another option would be to take the wave bus to Atlantic and 61st Street. This way it would be just under a 2-mile walk each way. You would pick up the bus northbound at 64th Street. The Virginia Beach Wave bus runs right in the park near the visitor center, so if you don't want to fight getting a parking place along the oceanfront or Virginia Aquarium Marine Science Museum one day or evening, take the bus and enjoy the day hassle-free. They have daily and multi-day passes. Chapter 42, Children's Museum of Virginia in Portsmouth. A museum just for kids. I would recommend for kids 5 to 10. spend the day, pack a lunch, and enjoy it outside the museum, and then return for more playtime. Enjoy the blocks, trains, bubbles, the working port activities, grocery store, bank, post office, hands-on experiments, and energy and physical science activities. Chapter 43, Norfolk Tides Baseball AAA, Norfolk. Come out and support the Norfolk Tides during baseball season. The Tides are the minor league team of the Baltimore Orioles. The stadium sits right along the Elizabeth River, so if you sit in the upper deck, you can watch the boats and trains along with the bridge that lower over the river so the train can cross and then rise so the boat traffic can continue up and down the river all as you enjoy the game. Third base side seats get more of a breeze, but more afternoon sun. First base seats get less of a breeze, but it is in the shade in the evening. The stadium does have a few games that the kids can play before and during the game. They might want to try their hand at pitching. Are they the next MLB pitcher that can throw that 100-mile-an-hour fastball? Have them test their speed against the pitch speed camera. Don't leave early because the kids 12 and under will want to run the bases after the game. At the end of the game, you will see kids lining up near the dugout on the first base side. They run starting at first base and run to third base and then come off the field near the opponent's dugout. You will see all the parents hanging out there taking pictures and waiting for their ball players to come off the field. If you are lucky enough to be in town for a fireworks night game, you can sit back and enjoy the show from your seats shortly after the game. The fireworks will be shot off over the river. And are you staying somewhere nearby? Take the Norfolk Tide. It's a light rail. It has a stop right in front of the stadium. Chapter 44, Norfolk Admirals Hockey. During the fall and winter, stop in and watch a professional hockey game. Games are usually on Wednesdays, Fridays, and or Saturdays. The games are played at Scope in downtown Norfolk. Games begin at 7 o'clock and end around 9:30. They have a variety of ticket deals, which sometimes include discounted tickets and dinner during the weekday games. If you are lucky enough and you are in town for an after-the-game skate, be sure you bring your paper and pen or marker so you can get all the players' autographs as you skate around the ice talking with them. Wouldn't that be some terrific photo ops? You never know when you might see that same player on TV playing in the NHL's Stanley Cup tournament, and you can say to your friends, "I skated and talked to him when we played in Norfolk." Make sure you have that picture so they will believe you. Chapter 45, Chrysler Museum of Art. The museum is free. Stay for an hour or stay all day. They have artwork from contemporary times to ancient Egypt. The Egypt room with the mummies is always a hit with the kids. They have a gallery and talks daily at 2 o'clock. There is also a glass studio that has demonstrations daily at 12 o'clock along with classes. Chapter 46, The Virginia Zoo, Norfolk. Oh my, check out the tigers and bears as you walk through their habitat. You can walk up close to the giraffes as you stroll around their habitat and through the giraffe house. Have the kids bring their swimsuits or a change of clothes so they can run through the fountains. Check the daily schedule as you walk in the entrance to see when feeding times are. Take a ride on the train as it travels behind some of the exhibits and around the animal enclosures. They have some great animal statues that the kids can climb on, and you can get some cute pictures. If the tigers are by the viewing window, have the kids sit in front of the window and take their picture sitting beside the tiger. There is a park with picnic shelters and a playground next to the zoo for easy access and a break. Chapter 47, Norfolk Botanical Gardens, Norfolk. This is Virginia's largest botanical gardens. Enjoy walking around the exploring various gardens. The Rose Garden is just amazing. You are not up to that much walking? Well, then take a tram or boat tour. Be sure to climb the NATO Tower and get a good view of the gardens. If you take the kids, don't forget to go to the airport overlook and watch the planes take off and land. The kids will not want to leave. This might be a good place to eat lunch or take a blanket and spread out under a nice shade tree. You are here in November and December, no problem. Come enjoy the holiday light display. There are only a million light bulbs to look at. Kids and a botanical garden, go to the WOW Children's Garden and explore. Remember to bring your swimsuit or a change of clothes because there are plenty of fountains those little feet will want to run through. Chapter 48, Spirit of Norfolk Cruise, Norfolk. Enjoy lunch or dinner buffet aboard the Spirit as it sails up and back along the Elizabeth River. You will get to see the Norfolk Naval Station from the river as you pass by the various piers. Take in the show or enjoy the sights from outside. Check out Groupon and other local tourist coupon books for discounts. Chapter 49, Norfolk's Cannonball Trail, Norfolk. This is a self-guided historical trail through downtown Norfolk. The entire trail has 43 stops. Visit places like St. Paul's Episcopal Church at the corner of St. Paul's Boulevard and City Hall Avenue and see the cannonball that is still embedded in the brick. Stop by the MacArthur Memorial on City Hall Avenue and see General Douglas MacArthur's graveside and take an hour or so and visit the memorial's exhibitions along with a variety of programs and movies that they run throughout the day. As you come to Commercial Place and Main Street, you will see the Confederate Monument, which was erected in 1898 and dedicated in 1907 at the Jamestown Exposition. At 127 Bank Street, you will pass the old Hampton Roads Maritime Association building. This was the only Norfolk bank to survive the Civil War. Stop in at Moses Myers or the Willoughby Baylor House and find out how these people had a role in Norfolk's history. They are located behind MacArthur Mall. Bring your paper, pencil, or crayons and do a rubbing of the bronze sculpture outside Dillard's at the corner of East City Hall and Monticello Avenue. You will then have a souvenir of your walk and a way to remember the landmarks and historical events. The Armed Forces Memorial at the west end of town, Point Park, is a must-see as well. You'll find yourself reading all of the 20 letters that soldiers who died in the military action wrote home to their loved ones. The letters are bronze papers that are scattered and windblown all across the park. The Taiwan Friendship Pavilion, or just known as the Pagoda to locals, was a gift from the Republic of China, one of Norfolk's sister cities. The Pagoda was made in Taiwan and shipped to Norfolk and then built. Chapter 50, Virginia Air and Space Museum, Hampton. Become an astronaut for a day at the Air and Space Museum. There is a day's worth of adventure in this museum. Test your knowledge with the space challenges, see various spacecrafts, pilot your own aircraft, and take in an IMAX movie. We have now reached the conclusion of Greater Than a Tourist, Williamsburg to Virginia Beach, USA, 50 Travel Tips from a Local by Laura Gray, published by Check Publishing and narrated by Brian Netto.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.